Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punt, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a national treasure, even in countries he's never visited. Go figure.
Welcome back. So I reached out to the sports editor at the student paper.
Oh, yeah?
Got a reply. Now, your generation is making me proud. So I asked him, you know, can you come on? You guys are killing it. I mean, you know, I'm a print guy. You know, my background's print. 20 years of print. Columnist. He replies, "Hi, Scott. Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate the offer, but would like to respectfully decline. Thanks." Wow.
Wow.
Good on him, man. Mason Young, this kid.
Yeah, very professional.
His mama raised him right. So I guess we're going to have to go to the next best thing. She's kind of okay, I guess. She's actually, she's awesome. She's columnist for the Oklahoman. She's joining us now. Jenny Carlson, good morning.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, Jenny. I appreciate you squeezing us in. I know there's a lot going on in your corner of America. What the heck is Lincoln Riley going to do? I mean, he's canceling press conferences now. I think that's poor form all the way around. What's your take?
Well, I'm not entirely sure this was all Lincoln Riley. I don't know exactly how the decision came down for availability to be canceled on Tuesday. On Wednesday. My days are running together. My apologies. But, I don't know how the decision was made. My suspicion is this is more about athletic department administration and student journalism, kind of mano-a-mano, if you will. And, that's their decision. I don't think it was probably the right decision. Seems like an overreaction to me, but that was the decision that was made. And, you know, we'll be fine. I mean, like, it's not going to derail what we're doing, but it is a little bit curious, I think, to make that decision to take that step to say no availability, which would have been basically, it would have been all players. It was a player availability day, so you would have had, guys likely that we hadn't had a chance to talk to after the Texas game who probably had, you know, pretty good games. We would have had a chance to talk to them and, obviously do some rewind on that, but then also look forward to this TCU game. But didn't happen. That was the decision made. I think this is probably a decision that was made by, people sort of above Lincoln Riley. I mean, there's not many people more important than Lincoln Riley on campus, but I think that some of the bosses that he has, that he answers to ultimately, I think they made the decision and then no availability after practice on Wednesday.
Is this... And again, maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment and I don't know the program as intimately as you do, but is this the most challenging moment so far in Lincoln Riley's tenure as the head coach at Oklahoma? I can't imagine him having to deal with anything similar to this during his time, specifically at the quarterback position. We've pointed out he's had a wonderful run of quarterbacks basically since the day he took over for Bob Stoops. And maybe this is my question, Jenny, and I'm sorry I'm all over the place. Are we going to learn more about Lincoln Riley as a coach now than ever before?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think as it relates to players, this is definitely the most challenging. You know, he said the other day that, he's often the one who gets the knock on the door when a guy's not happy with playing time or, you know, where he is on the depth chart, no matter the position. But obviously everybody knows the quarterback position's a different animal. It just is. It's like, there's very few positions like it in sport. You know, you're talking about soccer goalies, hockey goalies, and really past that, you know, there's no position that you could say is as, sort of set in stone that there's only one guy, there's only one player at that position. So it brings a whole different set of challenges as it relates to, confidence, ego, leadership. I mean, just all the things it bleeds into. But I think when you look more broadly at Lincoln Riley's tenure as head coach at OU, I would say that his decision to fire Mike Stoops probably was a more difficult moment for him because of who Mike's brother is. Obviously, that's Bob, and Bob is the one who hired Lincoln, and you know, then acquiesced the head coaching role to him when he retired. So I think the decision to let Mike Stoops go was a more difficult time personally for Lincoln Riley, just because of how much he loves the Stoops family, loves what they're about, you know, loves that what they did for him. I think that was probably more personally challenging, but pretty clearly this has been a tough time for Lincoln Riley, because, you know, I think the truth is, you know, even though a lot of fans around the Oklahoma program have turned on Spencer Rattler for reasons that I don't quite understand, Lincoln Riley, you know, this is a guy he knows really well. He's recruited him for years. You know, he has a personal relationship with him, obviously, as the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach. So for him to have to, you know, bring, we think, Spencer Rattler in and say, hey, Caleb Williams is going to be the starter at this point, you know, I think that had to be a tough moment. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge. There's zero doubt about it. And, you know, Lincoln Riley has handled a lot of things really well. And, you know, I think the decision not to name a starter during the week is him attempting to, you know, take as much heat off Spencer Rattler in the week as he possibly can, you know, trying to not make it another day with another storyline that bleeds into, you know, well, what's Spencer Rattler going to do? What's Spencer Rattler going to think? Which obviously is going to continue to be the story. But if Caleb Williams just trots out there on Saturday night, which we assume he will, then it's about Caleb Williams starting. What happens in the game? All of that. It becomes a lot less singularly focused on Spencer Rattler if that decision is announced during the week.
We're joined by Jenny Carlson, columnist for The Oklahoman. You can follow her on Twitter at JennyCarlson_OK. Jenny, let's hop in a time machine a minute. And if you could go back and talk to Jenny Carlson in August, would that Jenny Carlson tell you that this is the most unlikely scenario that's going to happen during the 2021 season, given all the hype that was circulating around Spencer Rattler going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty unlikely, you know. But at the same time, you know, in the Wayback Machine, that Jenny would have also just come through conference realignment, which came out of the clear blue sky. So, you know, that was unexpected. OU Texas going to the SEC and the Big 12, you know, adding teams and getting ready to look different. So, you know, maybe nothing surprises us anymore around here. But, you know, obviously, you know, this is not something any of us thought would happen. I mean, I think in my mind, you know, we saw in the season opener a little bit of spot duty for Caleb Williams, you know, goal line stuff, short yardage stuff. I felt like that would be a role maybe he could fill, and that he would play pretty well because of his elusiveness. But no, taking over in a more full-time way was definitely not something that I thought. And, you know, even after the K-State game, which was the week before Texas, I wrote and you know, felt like we started to see this offense maybe hitting its stride. Spencer Rattler, 22 of 25 in that game at K-State, very efficient. They looked to have some, you know, some rollout, some bootlegs, some play action stuff that really used his ability to, you know, get out of the pocket, throw on the move. I thought that maybe that was some stuff that would sort of unlock things for this offense. And truthfully, even at that point, I felt like in the hierarchy of things that were concerning about the OU offense, Spencer Rattler was way down the list. Offensive line was probably problem 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, quite frankly. They were just having trouble and still aren't exactly, you know, great shakes. They're better, but that to me is still the biggest issue with this offense, is that offensive line. They play a lot better against Texas, and if they can carry that over, that becomes less of a concern. But, you know, I really did feel like even, you know, heading into the Texas game, I thought, you know, it looks like this offense has started to figure some things out. It looks like Spencer Rattler, you know, is really getting ready to hit the accelerator, have that second half push that we saw him have a year ago. So, yeah, it is still bewildering to think how fast that has changed. And, you know, I don't know if, I still don't know if I think he's, you know, the turnover that ultimately led to Williams replacing him against Texas, not good, not a good play. Rattler was not taking care of the ball. But, you know, it just, it felt like there was never that spark there. The spark never got lit. And that was the thing that Caleb Williams was able to do. He was able to be a spark for the offense. And, you know, is it going to be pretty all the time? No. I mean, he dropped a snap like two or three times against Texas. So the guy is not a finished product, and he's going to do some freshman stuff, even though he, you know, like I said, I truly believe he'll be the starter on Saturday. So I hope that fans are ready for him to not be perfect, because I don't think he's going to be. But the spark, he was the light, you know, he was that flint that got this offense going. And for the foreseeable future, they're going to let him do this. And so, it's still a little bit shocking to me, the speed with which all of this has happened.
And Jenny, my last question, and earlier I asked you to be a time traveler, now I'm going to ask you to be a psychologist. is there one player over another who might be better wired to handle this situation, who might have a personality that can maybe compartmentalize everything a little more squarely and move forward and not be as distracted?
In terms of the quarterbacks, whether Rattler or Williams?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good question. You know, I think that the feeling is that Rattler is probably going to struggle with this, and I think that's understandable. You know, he was the starter all last year.
Yeah.
He was in that role and not playing terribly, lots of times playing pretty darn well, quite frankly. And so to see that evaporate in front of him, even if he was really well positioned to handle it, I think that's going to be tough. Now, I do think that I think he'll stay at OU. I don't think he's going to be like a mid-season transfer or anything. I think that the chance to, you know, still train and be with the team and frankly see how this goes. I mean, I think Caleb Williams is well positioned to handle this, but, you know, who knows? I mean, he hasn't started a game yet. He hasn't played a full game yet. So I do think we're going to see Spencer Rattler, at least for the foreseeable future, be here, be engaged, see what happens. But, Caleb Williams to me looks like he's probably, from a psychological standpoint, he's going to be in a great place to just go out there and play. You know, I don't get a sense like he clammed up at all. I mean, he went into the OU Texas game, one of the biggest, best rivalries in college football, facing a huge deficit. And, you know, a team that this OU team wants to, you know, not only win the Big 12 again, but get back to the college football playoffs and go play for a championship. And he looked unfazed by anything that you might think might be weighing on a guy in that moment. So, yeah, again, not perfect. He wasn't perfect on Saturday against Texas, but he looked relatively at ease in everything that was happening. So, yeah, he may be better positioned to handle it, but I think that's probably just because the shock of everything for Spencer Rattler right now has got to be fairly extreme.
She's one of the best in the business. You can follow her on Twitter at @JennyCarlson_OK. Jenny, I know you're extremely busy. You got the whole expansion thing that happened a few months ago. As you pointed out, you're probably still coming down from that. Probably got reacquainted with your friends Chardonnay and Pinot Grigio during that time. We appreciate you squeezing us in this morning, Jenny. Really, thank you.
You got it. I won't see those friends until later today. But, yes, they are good friends of mine nowadays.
Hang in there, Jenny.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks. It's Jenny Carlson, columnist for the Oklahoman, joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline.